I'll go back, talk some more White Sox. It's part of our series, our summer series called Down on the Farm, where we take a look at what's going on with the affiliates of the Brewers, the White Sox, and the Cubs. And today we're talking with Tommy Viola. Joined us earlier this summer. Tommy's the Vice President of Communications for the Charlotte Knights, the Class AAA team for the Chicago White Sox. And right now the Knights, after last night, are 30-25 and sitting in third place in the International League South Division. So, Tommy, how are you doing this morning?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing, okay?
Doing good, yeah. Well, first of all, since, like I said, we haven't talked in about 5 weeks or so, what are some of the big things that have changed over this time regarding the Charlotte Knights?
Yeah, you know, that's right. It's been a little over a month since we last talked, and, you know, at that point, we were looking at you know, guys like Zach Collins, and we were talking about Dylan Cease, and certainly a lot to talk about with those guys. But I think the last time we talked, I don't think Daniel Palka was on our team, and he's really done a great job for the Knights here. Two more home runs last night, now has 12 home runs. Really, guys, the story of this team this year has been the home runs. They've done a great job of hitting home runs. They have 82 home runs this year. It's been a lot of fun to watch. They really enjoy hitting them here at BB&T Ballpark. A couple more home runs last night. But, you know, I'll say this, and I know you set our record, and right now in third place, just you know, a few games back of first place. But really, this team has been a lot of fun to watch. The young guys, the veterans, this has been a well-rounded team, and it's really been a lot of fun to watch these guys play day in and day out.
Tommy, talking about Palka, and it seems like he's turned it around in the minors. I've not heard any talk with the White Sox about bringing him back up anytime soon. What are you hearing, and what are your thoughts about when, if and when he might come back?
Well, it's interesting, guys, because, I mean, you look at what he did last year. I mean, he goes up to the White Sox, his first year in the organization. It's 27 home runs, is fifth in the American League Rookie of the Year voting. So had a really good rookie year last year for the White Sox, and as we know, got off to that slow start with the team this year, has come back down here to AAA, and has really done everything you could ask for of him. He had a really good month of May, you know, just played a few games in April, and then when he got here in May, hit 9 home runs, 19 RBIs, had a really good month. And looks like he's off to a good start already in June. As I said, 2 home runs last night. Now has 12. And you put that into perspective, I mean, he's got 12 home runs in 38 games, which is, you know, you look at the league leaders in home runs in this league, and you're looking at 16, 17 home runs. So he's right there with the league leaders, and he's only been here in a lot less games. So the power has definitely been there for him. He's been fun to watch. He's a great guy to have around, and you know, it's exciting because, as I said, I mean, you put him in this lineup that hits a lot of home runs anyway, and Matt Skull hit his 15th, and these guys offensively have been fun to watch, and Palka has done a really good job coming down here, and, you know, he's exciting, and you hope that, you know, he gets another opportunity there in Chicago, and certainly I'm not in on those conversations, but he's done everything you could ask for right now down here in AAA.
We can't talk, especially around here, about White Sox baseball, AAA baseball, without talking about Dylan Cease. Everybody just can't wait for him to come up. Looked at his numbers last night, 4-2, a 3.26 ERA. What impresses me most is 54 strikeouts to just 17 walks in 47 innings. So what aspect of his game does he still have to work on? Or do you feel he's ready to roll and he should be up here with the big club?
Well, it's interesting, guys. I mean, you know, the White Sox, as we all know, have been rebuilding. Mm-hmm. You know, they're in that rebuilding mode now for a couple seasons here. And, you know, we saw youngsters like Michael Kopech go up last year, and, of course, just a couple years ago with Lucas Giolito going up. And it takes a while for young pitchers to be able to make that next jump. And look at Giolito now. I mean, you know, obviously had some struggles last year, but he's really turned it on this year. And obviously just coming off of a pitcher of the month honor in May. So it takes a little bit of time for young pitchers to, you know, and a guy like Dylan Cease, who we've seen, and you're right, I mean, what more should he have to do? I mean, he's been really pitching well here for us, but he's just 23 years old, you know, and he's getting an opportunity to go out there every fifth, sixth day and pitch, and he's doing a good job of it. You know, as you said, 4-2, a 3.26 ERA. His ERA is, you know, one of the tops in the league right now. He's second in the International League. I look at his numbers, and you're right. The strikeout numbers are there, 54 and 47 innings. If you look at his last few starts, he's been really good. He hasn't gotten a lot of run support, but he has done a really good job. And he actually goes out tonight, and that's been a lot of fun for us. You know, I don't get a chance to make a lot of these road trips. I don't get a chance to see him on the road, but I get a chance to see him tonight, and I'm looking forward to him on the mound tonight. It's Cease Day here at BB&T Ballpark. Huh.
Now, how do you compare him to other pitchers you've seen either come through, maybe other pitchers on opposing teams? Where do you rank him, and what, or maybe you got to give a comp even to what you expect him to be like when he reaches the majors?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, guys, you know, it's tough. It's tough to figure out exactly how well or how quick they'll make that transition to the major leagues. I use Lucas Giolito as a great example, and even Ronaldo Lopez now, who's pitching well. It takes a little time. You know, the one thing you say from an organizational standpoint is, there's really no need to rush a guy. You know, at just 23 years old, give him an opportunity to pitch down here in AAA. And, he's really done a good job of it. Who could you compare him to? I don't know. That's a really good question because it's, for me, you know, I just go out there and I look at how he's pitched and how he's performed. And he's done a great job. You know, he's going a little bit longer now into his starts, and which is a good thing to see. I mean, his last outing just a few days ago, he went 7 innings, which was his longest outing of the season. He's had a game where he fanned 11 batters in 6 innings. He's done a really good job, guys, and I think he's just going to continue to perform well here in Charlotte. And right now, we'll keep our eyes on him, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. I can certainly tell you that.
Hey, I've got a question about the outfield again, and we were talking about Polka earlier, and I'm kind of one of these geeky Sox fans, and I look at all aspects of the roster. Charlie Tilson has done a nice job since he's come back up. He suffered many injuries over the past couple years, but he looks like, you know, maybe he could be a role player on this team as they continue to rebuild. And I know Ryan Cordell doesn't get a lot of opportunities, but it seems like when he does play, it seems like he gets a big hit when he is in there. I'm just curious, from your perspective, having seen these guys play, you know, is there a role for guys like Tilson and Cordell, you know, as this rebuild continues and moves forward?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. You know, and we had an opportunity to see both those guys this year and really the last couple of years. Both of them were here with us to begin the year last year, and then both of those guys were here again this year. And they're both exciting players. I mean, they really are. You get guys, and certainly a Charlie Tilson who could steal bases. He's made some really nice plays in the outfield, and you look at what he's doing. I really watched him this year, and I saw a different approach for him at the plate this year. And one of the big things with both of these guys is they're healthy now. You know, they've both in each of the last two seasons were battling injuries. And now that both of them are healthy, you're getting an opportunity to see these guys play. And you're right. I think, you have to be happy for what you've seen right now to both of these guys. It'll be interesting to see, with that outfield and going forward, and obviously with Aloy out there. And that was a lot of fun, too. You talk about the outfield. We had Aloy Jimenez down here for a rehab stint, and just what a great guy to be around. Always a smile on his face, and it was fun. So right now, I mean, the outfield looks pretty strong, I would say. I really do. And even Polka, who's been here, to me right now going forward, it's a good outfield. You got a lot of prospects, even in the lower levels in the outfield. So it's going to be interesting to see how they shape up in the coming months and years.
We're talking with Tommy Viola, the Vice President of Communications for the Charlotte Knights, the White Sox AAA team. Tommy, I did a little research in the building here yesterday. Another Sox fan. I said, "Hey, we're going to talk to Tommy. Is there any questions you want me to ask of him?" And one he wanted to bring up was Ian Hamilton. He wanted to check his injury status and why is he struggling? Because he's another one of those young prospects. But I'm looking at the stats, and he's not. He's got over a 9 ERA right now, 9.92. So I was kind of curious what his status is and what are his prospects.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Ian Hamilton, and obviously, last year pitched extremely well, and gotten off to a slow start here this year. He's a guy that throws hard. Obviously, as we know, he's come into games where he could strike out the side. I mean, it'll be interesting to see with Ian. He is on our injured list right now. You hope he you can get back onto the active roster here soon and continue to do what he's done in the last couple years. You know, it's just one of those things. Right now, just sort of a down year for him, and we know he's a lot better than what his ERA and record shows. And so, you know, you look at some of his numbers. I mean, the 20 strikeouts and 16 innings, so the strikeouts were there. And it's tough, guys. I mean, he's still a young, hard-throwing, right-handed prospect as well. So we hope he gets back on the active roster soon and can go out there and do what he's done in the last couple of years. So we'll see. Right now, though, as I said, he is on the injured list, and hopefully we can get him back soon.
One other thing, last question here, too. I saw something on Twitter last night. We talked about this earlier in our show, and somebody put out a tweet of just look at the Sox potential lineup in a couple of years. And they had Andrew Vaughn at first, Madrigal at second, Mancada third, Anderson short, Eloy Jimenez, Luis Robert in the outfield, and then some, of course, some talented pitchers in Giolito, Kopech, Cease, and Dunning. One of the positions not mentioned on there was catcher, but of course, you do have Zach Collins. Give us an update on how Zach is progressing as a catcher, and does he look like he's pretty soon to be major league ready?
Yeah, well, the last time we talked, guys, was right around that second or third week in April, and Zach had gotten off to a tremendous start. I mean, his first Triple-A game here, he had two home runs. He had four home runs in his first four games. Mm-hmm. So he got off to that quick start. As you guys know, I mean, the catching position is a tough position. I mean, you take a lot of bumps and bruises along the way, and he's really done a great job of that. Right now, I mean, he's got eight home runs. The power is there. We knew the power would be there with him, and he's shown that at the lower levels as well, and, of course, last year in Birmingham. I'm really high on Zach. I think he's got a great makeup. He's a great guy to have around, and he's done a good job behind the plate with our pitchers. So right now, you look at the numbers and you see where he's at, and he's still working his way through, and he spent a little bit of time on the injured list earlier this year, so he's only played in 37 games, but he's back and got another hit last night, so he's hit safe in his last three games. But, he's a guy that, and then don't forget Sebi Zavala, too, who the White Sox fans saw a little bit of earlier this year. You got two talented catchers here with the Charlotte Knights.
All right. Well, great stuff, Tommy. We appreciate your time. It's Tommy Viola, the Vice President of Communications for the Charlotte Knights. We'll keep in touch again. Maybe in about a month or so, we'll get back with you, Tommy, get more catch-up on what else is going on. Maybe even the top draft pick might be showing up at AAA already. That'd be nice.
Thank you guys so much. Always good to talk to you.
All right. Take care, Tommy.